Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live. I hope everyone's doing well out there wherever you guys are. I hope everything is going pretty well for you guys. Happy New Year for those who are coming through. I just would say I appreciate you. Coming to you, and, you know, it's January the 3rd, 2023. It's amazing. Blessed to be here. Blessed to see another day. So I'm just grateful. Yeah, I still have my Christmas stuff up. Yes, I haven't taken my Christmas cards up down just yet, you know. So I haven't taken those things down. I still got my things up there, and it's all good. So guys, how are you guys doing out there tonight? How was your holiday? I hope everything is going well. When I think about a year, it's like, oh, man, a year, last year at this time, what was going on? I just finished burying my mother and, you know, getting started. You know, it's like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, it's been a year and still taking day by day, but God's been so good to me. God's so good all the time and all time. God is good. You know, how you guys doing out there tonight? What any praise reports? You know, I'm not going to put my family up there. I got some of my family things up here and some friends. I might see behind me. You might see some, but I'm not going to put them on Front Street like that. And I have some over here. I'm not going to put them on Front Street so you guys see them. But I thank God for my friends and family who sent me cards and picture cards and see the kids and see how everyone's growing. So what's going on, Kathy? What's going on? You know, What am I going to talk about the first of the year? You know, if you've been following along, you know, I like to talk about resolutions, but I'm not going to even talk about resolutions today. But what I will say is that I really, really feel that we just understand Ecclesiastes chapter 3, but there's a season for everything under the heaven, right? There's a season for everything. And knowing the season that you're in and understanding everything, listen, guys, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And sometimes we think that we're being slick, but the enemy is slicker. So I just want to encourage us in this year to really be in tune to what God is saying and our actions toward God and how we're either operating out of faith or we're operating out of fear. So in this year, depending on what we're doing, are we operating out of faith or are we operating out of fear? That's what I want to know. Now, I want to just encourage everyone to just think. I'm not going to do it that way. Just think. Are we operating out of faith or are we operating out of fear? You know, there's a big difference whether it's faith or fear. You know, you guys, is my living in vain? No, don't let it be in vain. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're doing, don't let it be in vain. And, you know, and I guess everyone is really, Kathy, I want to say I appreciate everything. You know, it seems like people are dropping off a little bit. But, you know, whether two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in our midst. God is in our midst. I appreciate those who are able to come out, those who are remembering to come out. And I know around this time, the first of the year, you know, people are like, people are grieving. People are going through their own things. I appreciate those who really come out and even say, you know what, I'm going to come out on Tuesday night and see what's going on with G. Wright and the Heart Love Radio Show. You know, the expectations, living with a set of expectations, you know, I think once we figure out and realize that God has a calling for us to do, I think we have to make sure that everything we're doing is fulfilling that calling. Everything that we're doing is aligning with what God has called us to do in our lives. So we have to just check ourselves. But I hope you guys are doing well. Today, I was like, what am I going to talk about today? You know, really, really honestly, today, if I was saying, what's going on, Patrick? Dr. Patrick in the house. Bro, you know, don't let it be in vain. You know, don't let it be in vain. You know, Jeremiah 29:11. You know, you guys know, I know if you follow me, you know that I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Why? Because with so many people passing, with so many different things happening in our lives, I think we need to make sure that we remember that God loves us. I think we have to make sure that we understand that God loves you, God loves me, He loves us all. So what can we do? What can we do? You know, learn from the past. You know, tonight's not going to be a long, I'll tell you guys, tonight's not going to be a long one, you know, and it's not going to be a long message tonight, really. You know, I really want to just come through and just encourage you guys just for a little bit, and then I'm going to call it early night. But the first point, learn from the past. We've got to learn. If we don't do anything, we've got to learn from 2022. What we've been going through, what we have been experiencing, what we have experienced in 2022, to make sure we don't take those things into 2023. You know, the whole thing about it is creating some good, positive, short-term and long-term goals, you know. And that's, Patrick, are you trying to come on Instagram? Are you trying to come on Instagram? You know, basically, guys, listen, there are lessons we can learn from everything that we experience. You know, there are lessons that we can learn. You know, learn from the present. Like I said, this is going to be a short one. Learn from past. Learn from the present. You know, what is God speaking to you? You know, what is God speaking to you right now in 2023? What is He saying to you? You know, I'm going to encourage you tonight, take this time out, really get in God's presence. Lay everything out, you know. Rest and just take some time. But think about the past, think about the present, then apply what you have learned or apply to what you are learning. Apply what you've learned and then apply what you've been learning. And listen to this, don't let it be in vain. Don't let anything you've done, anything you do be in vain. You know, I just came through for a quick moment tonight. It's not going to be a long moment at all. When I come back on Thursday, be prepared. You know, I look forward to seeing you guys. But I just wanted to come through and wish you guys a happy new year. And I'm going to see you guys on Thursday. I'm saying God bless you guys. Have a good night. Don't let it be in vain. Now I want you to think about, how are you not going to let it be in vain? What are you going to do on your end to make sure that what you're experiencing is not in vain? You know, just think about that stuff. We're going to finish this up and talk about this on this coming Thursday. God bless you guys. You guys have a good night, and I'm going to see you guys on Thursday.